Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. What else you want? Anything else? Where do you want to go?
Nothing. I wanted to say, which actually goes back to what you were just saying about viewing history and analyzing things. With learning, that's growth. When you're able to do that, when you have that ability to do that. But again, it comes back to someone that is able to stand in their own truth, or as some say, know thyself and balance thy energy.
Real quick, what did you think about that theory of changing your perception and looking back in history? At things that happened to events that happened to you. You think that's possible? Plausible? What did you think about that theory?
It's definitely feasible to do, because hopefully through life we grow and evolve, and none of us were the same people now that we were 10, 15, 20 years ago, because we've grown and evolved. So you're able to dissect a scenario or situation and extrapolate information or a lesson from that and apply it. A lot of people and true growth is not repeating the past if it was something bad that occurred, or a bad decision, a bad choice, a bad environment. You've grown and evolved from that and raised yourself by the bootstraps out of that. You've elevated. So you have learned and acquired knowledge, which we were speaking about earlier, knowledge being power, the power not to allow yourself to lower your vibration frequency and revert back to a prior time in your life when you were in a lesser situation or environment.
Got another one of these throwaway quotes. An investment in knowledge pays the best.
That one more time, please.
An investment in knowledge pays the best.
Investment in knowledge pays the best.
Yeah.
Care to elaborate on that?
What if you looked at knowledge as a bank account? Can't be robbed, or can't nobody take that from you? Can't, Rafiki, no stick up man can come behind you and say, stick him up, hand me over all your knowledge.
Some would have to beg the difference, and here's the reason why I say one would have to beg the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You got these psychiatrists that are out here that are suppressing people's memories because of the knowledge that they have. You got people out here that are literally living in fear because of said whatever is after them through their knowledge. So one could argue and say that, yeah, that knowledge can be probably paid off and robbed and stolen. You could go out through history and you can see erasures here and there. And you can see where it can be robbed.
Rafiki, you can rob a library, but you could rob books. You can even burn books. But nobody can take the knowledge out of your brain. And that's what it means. Yes, you could bring up these other examples, But the example I'm using and talking about is somebody can walk up to you with a gun, you and demand your wallet, demand your phone, demand your jewelry, watch, and all your clothes. But if they demand you to hand them your knowledge, you can't do it. That's the point. They can't get it. Unless they torture you, waterboard you, and you just start talking. But even at that point, they'll never get all your knowledge. They'll only get the questions that they asked. Tara?
You had said knowledge is an investment that pays the best.
Yeah.
Another thing I was going to say, which would follow that or be in conjunction with that, wisdom is the reward you get for a lifetime of listening rather than speaking.
Want me to give you another example, Rafiki? And we've heard this saying hundreds of times. If you give a man a fish, you feed him for that day. If you teach him how to fish, you feed him for the lifetime. So having the knowledge of how to fish, you're richer than that person that doesn't know how. Speaking, when it comes to survival out in the wilderness, I might be bankrupt and you may be Daddy Warbucks. Can you tell me, Rafiki, hey, I could drop you anywhere and you know how to survive off the land?
Mm-hmm.
So if we did that, at that moment, Rafiki, are you richer than me? If me and you standing in the forest.
See what you're saying. But what I was trying to say was this right here. You got doctors that do suppress people's memory.
I got what you were saying, but in all actuality, Rafiki, you went off point, not me.
It's not that I went off point. I just wanted to express that part because
I got you. We all know you got a beef with psychiatrists and therapists. But hey, watch this. I can take your scenario and flip it on you. Watch this, Rafiki. If some people had some knowledge, do you think they'd have to go to a therapist? If they start working on themselves and schooling themselves up and all of that, would they have to go to the therapist and get raped?
Hence why Mental has basically said that it's really called the rapist.
All right.
I mean, because why? They're in it to rape your pocket.
Hey, don't bring Mental into your mental rigmarole. If Mental wanted to get into your mix, he would have jumped on in. Don't be pulling him into your cesspool, Rafiki. Come on now.
But you see where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I see, man. I'm telling you, I understand, but I just didn't want to get sidetracked, man. All right, Tara, back to you.
More big thing here. Silence. It is easier to absorb what is and is not being communicated because there are issues below the surface that you cannot hear or see. Also, people really should be aware of their own preconceptions or biases. And if people are paying attention to this podcast and listening and hearing it, Mental Reset brought this up in the very beginning, when he was referencing etymology, he talked about preconceptions and biases. So he brought this up in the very beginning about being aware of your own preconceptions and biases and not applying that to the person speaking, because then things perhaps become misconstrued. Perhaps there's a commonality, you find common ground also. And we have to remember to utilize patience. And another big thing, quite a few people will appreciate, try to consider that the conflict may not be about you. People many times like to interject themselves into what someone's speaking about and make it all about themselves, when the variables are different in that equation. So they at times try to overpower or turn the situation, scenario, or the topic and make it about them, which we have all witnessed numerous occasions. It's not always about you. Sit back and observe, which there have been other podcasts about that Paul has done about being the observer.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.